We're talking with Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. He's here at the Arnold Classic for EAS. When did you get involved with EAS and why?
Since day one, since before I even got into the NFL. Before my rookie season, I was with EAS, and you know, I have to attribute a large part of my success to the family. You know, they've been tremendous with me. They've given me cutting edge products to be able to go out there and be at my best every single Sunday, and recovering during the off season, being able to play at the highest level. So, you know, I have to tip my hat.
And I heard during the presentation here today that this is a safe product. You don't have to worry about when you're getting tested in the NFL about something being illegal in there, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we're tested up to 10 times in a year. And every time I go to take my test, it's not ever a concern in my mind that I'm doing anything that's going to get me in trouble. And that's reassuring. You know, you see a lot of guys getting in trouble for it. And, I know that being a part of Team EAS, I'm not going to have any of those issues. And that's comforting.
All right. Tell me a little bit about this upcoming season. What can Cardinals fans expect from everybody in Arizona?
Well, we're just excited. You know, it's a brand new age. You know, we have a new coach in Bruce Arians. You know, he's coach of the year last year, high-powered offense, and we're looking forward to working with them and getting back out on the field.
For Browns fans who are getting Ray Horton as their defensive coordinator, what can they expect from Ray Horton?
They can be excited. You know, he's a tremendous man, first and foremost. You know, I really enjoyed my 2 years with him. I learned a tremendous amount from him. Just the schematics, football knowledge, you know, being around them, you're just going to learn it, you know, through osmosis. But they can look forward to some innovative schemes, you know, putting guys in different positions to be successful. And I know they're going to do a great job.
He seems like an intense guy, too.
He is. He's passionate about what he does. He's good at what he does. And I hope he's only here for 1 year. Hope he's wearing the head coaching hat soon.
Last thing, I saw a fan sitting in the crowd here with a Pitt jersey on. Paul Christ, what do you think of what he did in his first year at Pitt?
I think he did a tremendous job. You know, he's doing it the right way. He's recruiting the kids from the Western Pennsylvania, rebuilding the program. You know, the tradition is coming back. You know, I was excited to see the schedule. We opened up with Florida State at home, at University of Pittsburgh next year. That's going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to, beating the Seminoles down, you know, to open up our ACC, first bid with them.
Larry, thanks so much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.